We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Baseball seems so far away from those days.
Dude, baseball is so long.
Yep.
So long.
Yep. I honestly don't know one person that's been watching these games. And I've tried a little bit, and then it's just like, well, damn, the game started at 8:30.
Right.
It's only the second inning. It's 9:30 already. Like, really? It's the second inning? The first inning was literally like 50-some minutes earlier in the week. What do you want me to do? Like, kids that are up, they're up throughout the night. Like, I can't watch that.
Right.
Man.
Now, I gave the Sixers some time. I gave that Denver-Arizona game a little bit of time.
Well, that game was over in the first 5 seconds.
Man. Seriously. Clicked over a baseball once or twice. But I stayed in on the Sixers last night.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good.
I stayed in on the Sixers last
night. That was, well, yeah, because it's fun when they're running up and down.
Yeah,
the second half, they're throwing balls up. Ben has a triple-double by sneezing.
When I knew Embiid was in for a big night because he had like 12 points in the first quarter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you know what you knew? You knew that once all the starters were out, that you were going to get a fine performance by Markelle Fultz.
Play Kales. Kales.
Yep. My goodness. As my buddy Len just texted me. He says, we're cheering him on like it's he's a senior on the high school basketball team that never got the game until the last game of the season with a minute left.
Wow.
Crowd is screaming for him to shoot.
Wow.
I know we're supposed to be leading off here with Eagles, Ike, and we have Eagles calls, we're going to do it, but if you were at that game last night, you just get caught up in the moment, or maybe I'm just a savage. That I'm watching that game and I'm saying, is this really happening? I'm a positive guy, Ike. I'd like to think, maybe sometimes. All right, I'm watching that game, like, is this really happening right now?
Yeah.
We're trying to will him into being to shooting a three-pointer?
Mm.
The first pick of the draft? Is this what we're doing now?
Yeah, he probably didn't enjoy that.
But see, that's my point. Somebody tweeted this out, and it was the best take that I saw. You're patronizing him.
Yeah, he probably did not enjoy that.
Dude, he's a deer in the headlights. And now you're gonna almost tell me he has to shoot. I get the intentions were fine. Sixers fans didn't do anything wrong. But do you really know what you're doing? 888-729-9494. Do you know how that looks to a reasonable person like me?
National audience.
Well, I'm sure everybody nationally loved it because that's what you're supposed to do.
You
like,
think?
Oh, what a great story! The 76ers fans normally they eat their own.
Right.
Like, oh, they have a heart. They're trying to will this kid. Just let him play. Crying out loud. Oh, my
really?
God.
Yeah, just let him play.
888-729-9494. I want to go to Nick in Allentown. Hi, Nick.
What's up, guys?
You.
What up, Nick?
Yeah, Fultz stinks. Sorry to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, he stinks. He stinks. That was a huge mistake. But basketball is basketball, and Covington showed up because he played against this crappy team. So we'll see. Anyway, and Simmons is great. He's a great player. But, yeah, Fultz needs to understand that, you know, he's not even an NBA player, I don't think. But we'll see.
But, Nick, like you said, you'll see. I don't want to come down and I'm rooting against the kid. I'm not.
I root for him. I root for him, but it don't look good.
I rooted for him in the first half.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know you guys, everybody's clamoring for Le'Veon, and now everybody's talking about whether they start Le'Veon or they play the other kid in Pittsburgh. I think the Eagles' offensive line is the problem. And if they want to run the football, the offensive line has to block. And I know the league has become a passing league. I get it. But the Eagles don't have great receivers, so they need to have some kind of balance to keep the Panthers from teeing off. At least that's what I would think. I don't think the Panthers are great. I think Cam is Cam, and the Eagles understand how to try to contain him. Hopefully they can. I mean, there was a stat this morning that they're 1 for 15 on passes over 20 yards. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't change against the Eagles. But, I mean, obviously they don't throw the ball deep. And, you know, if they can cover down underneath, they'll be okay. But they got to run the ball with Clement a little bit more. And, you know. And I'm hoping that they get Hollins back. I think Mac Hollins could be a decent addition whenever he comes back. I don't know what the story is with him and Jernigan. I'd like to hear more about those guys as to where they're at, and what you guys know about, you know, injured reserve. And I know
I can tell you all that. The thing about Doug is, with injuries, Andy used to, that's the first thing he did. He was always worried about telling everybody about the injuries.
Right.
And he would give you details, and he would say, oh, you know, we'll see if we can get him going this week. And he would actually give you insight to what he thought of the injuries. Doug said about Darren Sproles, he called it a mild hamstring injury.
Right.
2 months ago.
That was 2 months ago almost. Yeah, it was after the first game of the season. The IR is a little different than it was, obviously, when I played. Back then, they put you on IR. That was the whole season. And now they can bring guys off of IR, right, after, what, week six, week seven?
So Mac Hollins is able to come off IR after week eight, Wallace after week 10. And you can have two guys on the season that come off of IR, that you placed on IR, that you can bring off IR. Now, the difference with Jernigan's is he's on the PUP list. So they can activate him any week after week six to the day after week 11.
Mm.
So Maragos and Jernigan, they're on the PUP list. So Jernigan is telling people, it seems like he's close to being ready to return to practice.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, that would be a pleasant surprise because they could certainly use him out there. They got some young guys out there playing with Fletch and not having Haloti Ngata. Did Doug say Haloti was out for Sunday?
It doesn't seem like he's going to play. They cut Kamar Akin today so they could get Bruce Hector on the active roster.
So that seems like we might be missing Haloti Ngata. We could certainly use him in the run game. Boy, I tell you, that's another one of those vets that we brought that everybody, you know, we were like, how much is left in the tank?
Bo Allen played 62% of the snaps last year, I think is what I saw.
Yeah.
And now you're getting nothing out of Jernigan. You're getting nothing out of Ngata. Yeah. And that's why you're having guys that are on the practice squad that's going to give you snaps on Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, that's not good.
That's not good.
That's not good. Bo was a young player. I know he got a little bit of money to go to Tampa, but you know, looking back at it, you know, we didn't like the Jernigan signing from the beginning. I thought it was just too much money being put at the D tackle position. You already have a ton of money tied up in Fletcher.
Well, it was mid-season too. If he would have had this killer full season and then you signed him, and the book on him was that he pretty much he's a loafer unless he's motivated.
Right. But to me, when you got a player like Fletcher Cox, the guy who's playing next to him is benefiting from playing next to Fletcher Cox, in my opinion.
Right.
So I wouldn't pay him as if the other guys are benefiting.
That's around him. That's a later round draft pick.
Yeah, or like a Bo Allen,
a rookie free agent, or a journeyman.
Yes,
they can come in and get snaps.
Yes,
agree.
You don't sign another guy at that position to that amount of money. That's why I didn't like that signing. But then you bring in Ngata, who's an older guy who you know is definitely not a three down player.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. No, and he had it. The last couple of years he's had an injury where he's missed games.
Getting older
every year. So if you thought he was coming in here for 16 weeks, you're crazy.
Right.
Based on his track record the last couple of years, are you convinced that the Eagles are done struggling? 60% say no. They still have worries.
What are those worries? What are we worried about?
Offensive line, in particular, a lot of people with the offensive line, secondary injuries. Getting through a game without losing a key player to injury?
Well.
How about that one?
I can't.
O-line,
I can't
pass
control,
protecting?
I can't control that one.
Now they're banged up right now.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, this is
the same team won the Super Bowl missing 90% of the team.
Huh? But these guys are playing injured. That's the difference. Right? It's great that Jason Peters is going out there and playing, Mike. Not really. But, I mean, I understand why he's a warrior. He's trying to get there and play. I don't think that's the best thing for the team. We'll find out on Sunday coming up.
The running back position would concern me a little bit.
If they weren't so banged up, I'd feel more confident, says Mark.
I'm not that concerned about the secondary because I think the secondary is no worse than it was last year.
No, I mean, they did get slaughtered in the Super Bowl. It's not like they were a bunch of all-stars before that or Pro Bowlers before that. 888-729-9494. Ike thinks they're back. He watches the Giants game, and he says, no, this team's back.
That's right.
And I loved what I saw against the Giants. And I'm getting ready to be Wentz wagoned up. But this is a problem that could be bigger than Carson Wentz. This is about the rest of the roster, not the quarterback, right? And that roster hasn't showed me that I can just be like, yep, I'm back, Ike. Not yet. Bye week, they go 2-0? Yep, yep, oh, I'm back.
Oh, well, yeah, I definitely believe everyone will feel that they're back when they win the next two. And honestly, they should win the next two. They'll be favored in both of them more than likely.
Also a team that has lost games this year that they shouldn't have lost. And you beat two teams. You beat a team you're going to be favored against. I don't know about the Jacksonville game, what that's going to look like. Mm-hmm. You need to win games like that. You need to win Sunday.
And Carolina is a solid team.
Yes.
Definitely capable of beating you. They are capable of beating you. But if you're playing your game versus their A game,
mm-hmm.
you should win.
Yeah, you should. No question. There's no question that you should win. And by the way, 4-4, while it would be like, oh, we're 4-4, it's okay. You're going to be 4-4, and you expect to have home field advantage in the playoffs, which is what we're still talking about here. Good luck. You know, 5-3 looks a hell of a lot better than 4-4.
Yeah.
You have to win these next two
games. Home field advantage, we got to put on the back burner right now. No, don't forget about it, but put it on the back burner. Bye week is still possible. That's a 2-seed. So the bye week is still possible.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you don't win the next 2 weeks, and I don't know if they can do that yet, I don't think that this is a Super Bowl team. I mean, if you go into the break 4-4, you can pretty much just, unless you go on a run somehow at the end of the season and win all your games in a row, that's tough, man.
Well, that's what you do.
I
tell you what, against any other team in the NFC, we have the experience.
I'm not there yet.
See, I'm not worried about the Rams. The Rams still will have hanging over their head the fact they lost at home in the playoffs last year.
Harry.
So until they prove they can win a playoff game, they're a regular season team to this point.
What is the reason why, or what is the reason that you think it's good? Harry Kemper tweets us and says they have 3 wins against 3 teams with 1 win each.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of work to do. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Screaming Fist says, I will always worry with the way our secondary plays, and if the O-line can protect Wentz. I agree. I think we're still there.
Mm-hmm.
We're there. You can't concentrate too much of the Giant game. You can't look at that and just because it looks like the old team.
Who have the Rams beat?
I would have to look at their schedule.
They beat the Broncos.
Oh, Broncos were great last night. That's a quality win.
Against Arizona. They beat the Broncos. They beat Minnesota at home.
Eagles lost to them. Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm?
They beat who else?
Seahawks, Chargers.
Seahawks on the road.
Raiders.
Chargers are a playoff team.
Raiders are terrible.
Cardinals. Yeah.
Cardinals are terrible. Yeah, the whole division is terrible. The Seahawks aren't terrible.
Yeah, at Seattle, that's a quality win.
Yeah, the Seahawks aren't terrible.
888-729-9494. Come on, Eagles fans. You really already have the visions of the Super Bowl back in your head after one win against the Giants?
When I ask who had the Rams beat, I said that for a reason.
Yeah.
They beat one playoff team in that group, right? They beat Minnesota at home.
Yeah, but Seahawks road is a quality win.
Whoa.
Quality win.
Whoa. They beat one playoff team in there, right? That's right. They beat one playoff team.
What, the team in the playoffs right now?
From last year. My only point in saying that is, and we all believe the Rams are a good team, my point is they haven't beaten the Patriots or the Eagles. Like, who are we measuring them against?
All right.
Who'd they beat? So when we say the Eagles only beat this team or that team, okay, well, who do they need to beat in order for you to say that was a good win?
The Rams?
Exactly.
Nobody.
You know, you're going to put the Rams there or the Patriots. Who else are you going to put there? Kansas City.
Well, they have 49ers this week. That's a tough one.
Right? So
Packers at home.
And I'm not telling you the Rams aren't a good team. What I'm telling you is that it's not as if they went into New England and beat New England.
If they beat the Packers at home and they roll on the Saints in New Orleans and then you have Seattle the following week.
Same Packers team that needed a final drive to beat the 49ers, the 1-5 49ers. Packers aren't a good team.
Well, come on. You always talk about how, as long as you have Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. That's my point. Yeah, but that makes it a tough game.
Why? Because they got the quarterback?
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
888-729-9494.
Come on,
don't try to paint me into a Rams fan. It's not true.
I'm not painting you into anything. I'm not painting you into anything. I'm just saying when we throw the term out there, who have they beaten? None of these teams have really beaten anybody. What do you mean? That's except for Kansas City going to New England to beat New England. You got a couple of good quality wins out there. They're all racking up wins against teams that aren't that great, mediocre teams.
Like the Giants.
Right.
And that's why I'm not convinced.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.